Listener Production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A bushfire has sparked up in the Shire of Yilgarn. Firefighters are currently at the scene of the out-of-control blaze. It's posing no threat to lives or homes, but locals are urged to keep up to date on Emergency WA. No more long drives between Esperance and Kalgoorlie. Legend Air will trial flights between the two, with tickets costing $349. There won't be a designated service in place, allowing passengers to customise the schedule when they want to fly. The federal government says Aussie survivors of the Bali bombings have every right to be disappointed about the release of the chief bomb maker from an Indonesian prison. 52-year-old Umar Patek has been granted parole until 2030, having served less than 12 years of his 20-year sentence. Energy Minister Chris Bowen has told the ABC they can only do what they can.
Australians have every right to be disappointed and concerned by this news. We do understand and respect the differences with the Indonesian system.
Investigations continue into two robberies in Boulder, which could be linked. Two men threatened a staff member at a lunch bar in November 28th with an axe and hammer, leaving with cash. The other happened 5 days later under the same circumstances, but this time at a Burt Street news agency. At least five deliberate or suspicious fires were lit every day during the 2021 bushfire season across WA. The West reporting 31 alleged culprits were charged with 85 fire-related offences between November and April. It's put strain on police investigating 876 fires during this period. To local sport, the Olympians are hoping for a win after their shock loss to the Saints last round, the side suffering a 35-point loss to their opponents. They'll be back on the court tonight, taking on franchise at 7:20. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.